Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Bethany.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Doing well, thanks. How are you?
Doing okay. Doing okay.
Good.
How was that excavator?
That's my favorite. It's running equipment. So.
Good. Good.
Like our exchange, my exchange with Bud, it's just great to be able to move dirt. It doesn't complain. It doesn't talk back.
I understand. I love doing that kind of work too. I'm gonna get to do a little bit of that next week when I head out of town here tomorrow. It does make a difference. It's very, very cathartic, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. Okay, it sounds like we're on in terms of the stream for the meeting. I don't know if we've got other members that have joined us yet this morning. I did send out that reminder that we will start on the LIO teleconference just, 5 or 10 minutes ago. So hopefully.
Yeah, I saw that. I appreciate that.
I had really neglected to mention that earlier, I think, that we would start.
Oh, you did.
On the
you
teleconference.
Did say that in the email. Yes, you did. But I had forgotten, so I'm glad you reminded me. So, yes, you either said that in an email, you mentioned it on the call or something. But, yeah, you did. That did come up at one point. So.
Okay. Well, hopefully everybody at least gets that latest email as a reminder.
Good morning. This is Melanie.
Good morning, Melanie.
How are you?
Terrific.
Great.
Bethany is on also. And I don't think we've heard from Nicole or Bud yet.
Okay. I can send Nicole a text.
Well, that would be great if you don't mind.
Yeah, I have to work with her with AFM stuff on the regular, so I'll go ahead and send her a text. I have her number.
Yeah, I don't know if there was confusion about whether we started on the video conference platform or the dial-in number. So it may be that Bud and Nicole had hadn't gotten my most recent email or didn't realize we have to start here first.
I remembered that we had said 8:30, before, so I just sent her a text, but I wasn't sure if I was supposed to click the first Zoom meeting or just call in or what the deal was. I don't think these Ledge call-in numbers change, so I just need to save those.
Hey, Melanie, good morning. You're right. Those Ledge call-in numbers are static, so you can keep using that same number going forward.
Thanks, Bethany. While we're waiting for them, I was wondering if you guys wanted to consider scoring interview question responses, like 1 to 3 or 1 to 5, just something.
That's not a bad idea,
so
kind of
get
some
a sense of what we all thought of, responses to questions.
Yeah, I think that's maybe what we can do is right now we're on live streaming this portion live, and once we get into video conferencing for each of the candidates, we'll have a couple of minutes if we want to talk among ourselves, and then Tim from Legislative Affairs will let him know that we're ready, and he will invite the candidate into the conference, and then he will hang up. So we'll have a couple minutes to discuss it maybe ahead of time. But I think that's a great idea.
You know, with three of us, does that make a quorum to at least get our business started?
It does, and that's probably a good idea. Maybe we can do that, and then if for some reason they didn't get the email or forgot, then at 8:45 they should be on the video conference link, and we can get started there. So I think that's a great idea. The agenda is fairly short. There's just one item really on it, and you know, which is to go into executive session for the purpose of interviews. So with that, I'll call the meeting to order and establish that we have a quorum present. Melanie, are you present?
I'm present.
Okay, Bethany?
I'm present.
And John Binkley here, present as well. So we do have a quorum and can conduct business. We have before us the agenda. And again, the only item on the agenda really is to move into executive session for purposes of interviewing executive director candidates, and then for an explanation to others who may be listening in the public, we will be conducting interviews via video conferencing all day long. And then we will, when we complete that, near the end of the day, it may be 4 or 4:30 by the time we're done, we'll come back into public session on this number and adjourn. We don't, it could be that we discuss in public session some of the results of our meetings all day, but that's not necessarily the case. So we'll have to see how the sessions go today, and then shortly thereafter, we'll adjourn for the day. So with that, I would entertain a motion to move into executive session for the specific purposes of personnel matters, interviews of prospective executive directors.
Chairman, I believe we have to adopt the agenda first, so I would move that we adopt the agenda, I believe.
You are absolutely correct, and thank you, Bethany.
This is Melanie. I'll
second
that motion.
Okay. Is there a discussion on the motion? Any objections in the motion? Hearing none, the agenda is adopted. And the only item on the agenda, as mentioned before, is moving into executive session for the purposes stated. Do we have a motion to do that?
This is Melanie. I'll make that motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second the motion.
Seconded by Bethany. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, we're moving into executive session, and if the teleconference people, Danea, if you could, I guess what we'll do now is just hang up from this conference, and then we'll dial back in after our video conferences throughout the day to take any potential action at the end of the day or and to adjourn. So with that,
okay.
we'll move into executive session, and we'll see you online on the video conference.
All right. We'll see you shortly. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.